USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Joe Biden indicated Wednesday that he's open to changing the price tag on his COVID relief bill. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As states and school districts continue to wrestle with the reopening of classrooms, the CDC is offering some new guidance for getting kids back into school. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things, important players here. And the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio, courtesy of MSNBC.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for 5 consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.